Welcome to the Truth in 3 Minutes by Bible Adventism, where the Bible speaks, truth is made plain, and faith is strengthened through the Word of God. In this series, we are examining the 7 pillars of biblical faith. Today's pillar is Scripture, the inspired and life-changing Word of God. Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her 7 pillars. In this series, we will examine 7 foundational pillars of the Christian faith. The first pillar is Scripture, the Word of God. But what does the Bible say about itself? The Scriptures do not present themselves as ordinary human writings. They claim divine origin, spiritual authority, and power to transform the life. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The Bible claims to be inspired by God. It teaches us what is right, exposes what is wrong, corrects our path, and trains us to live in righteousness. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 declares, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." The word quick means living. Scripture is not a dead letter. It reaches beneath the surface. It exposes the thoughts, motives, and intentions of the heart. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29 says, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord? And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" God compares his word to fire and to a hammer. Fire purifies, a hammer breaks what is hard. The word of God can break down pride, unbelief, rebellion, deception, and long-established habits of sin. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Scripture gives direction in a dark world. It does not merely tell us where society is going, it shows us where God is leading. And in John chapter 17 verse 17, Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." The word of God does more than provide information. Through the Holy Spirit, it produces sanctification. It separates us from error and sin and conforms the life to the will of God. James chapter 1 tells us to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The Bible testifies that it is inspired, living, powerful, piercing, purifying, illuminating, sanctifying, and able to save. But its power is not experienced by merely owning a Bible, displaying a Bible, or occasionally reading a Bible. The word must be received, believed, obeyed, and planted in the heart. The question is not only, do you believe the Bible is powerful? The real question is, are you allowing the Bible to change you? This has been a Truth in 3 Minutes segment from Bible Adventism, proclaiming the everlasting gospel and helping people understand the Bible for themselves. Visit BibleAdventism.com for Bible studies, courses, and biblical resources.